Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Good evening. Sorry, this is Miss Dory calling from the home rentals.
Yes, hi Dory.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I just received your email and I was still working, so I decided to just give you a call now.
Yes, this is fine.
Yes, and I know you stated that you have secure a place. May I ask which property was that?
It was the 1556 Briarbrook Road. I had put it on there like after the,
Oh.
yeah, I had put it on there after the fact because it wasn't on the list, and I actually had found it myself on a because I'm a realtor too, so I had found it myself on a, I think realtor.com or something, rent.com or whatever, and I reached out to them myself, and they actually gave me the owner's direct contact information because I was a realtor and I was going to go view the property. And then we ended up speaking to the owners, actually met with them and spoke to them ourselves, and they pretty much kind of helped because it was a private owned, but they did have a, they were going through a property management company, but after, the owners spoke with us, they pretty much kind of talked with the property management company to say, hey, this is who we want to rent the property out.
Yes, I remember that was the same day I had reached out to you, and then you told me that you had a viewing, and that you were going. The owner stated that he would be there, and when I do, let me call the property management, even though like the owner was going to be there, and I have reached out to them and I explained your situation to them, and they had gave me the go ahead, like with your issue, and said like. I explained your situation to them, and then I remember you told me that you had a viewing that evening when I told you just let me reach out to them, to the the property management, just to make sure that you're not wasting your time. And I remember we have spoke that day, which was November 20, in the morning, and then I have told you to send me over the property so I can go ahead and reach out to them. Did you remember that?
So when we met with them that night, when we did the showing or the viewing, they pretty much already had said they had sent us directly the application, and then we went ahead and submitted the application in. And then, like I said, the owners, they pretty much from talking with us, they pretty much had said, hey, go ahead and fill out the application. We're gonna let you guys. We're going to let them know, like basically go through the same process, but we'll let them know that, if something comes up or whatever. Yeah. So I was just kind of letting you know on that. I did read your notes where you said you had reached out to them, the property management. But like I said, after talking with the actual owners, they pretty much gave the go ahead, that they called the property management company and said, hey, we want them, whatever, they need to do or whatever, we want them to, have the property. So it was just, I'll just say it was God. It was God on that one. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that update. And I will just update your file, okay?
Okay, and then how do they do that as far as like just to ask, how do they do that with, if the property is secured by the actual person or whatever?
So can you repeat your question?
How do they as far as like fees and things like that, how do they handle that when it comes to, fees if the actual I guess finder or not finder or whatever, but the leaser or whatever, how do they do that if they secure the property and as far as that goes. Like if they advocate on behalf of their own selves.
Oh, like you said, like, for example, if you find a property on your own?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so, like, see, the reason, the situation here is we have spoke, and then I will have to pull up that recording. We have spoke in the morning, and you did explain to me that, you know, that you was going to view that property. I explained that you can send that in so I can just call to make sure. Sure, and I saw we went ahead and called the property management, and we sent you back those information. So I would need to speak to the manager and see what they said about the whole situation.
Okay, you mean the which manager?
Our manager.
Oh, you talking about, you said your manager?
Yes, because you're stating you wanted to know, like, if you find, you were basically saying that you find the property on your own. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, yes. I mean, technically, I know if you did, you know, make a call to the property management company, but I was just saying I did reach out to find the property myself, and then, like I said, after the initial, like, I actually talked to the owner themselves, just because, and see, they gave me that information, and maybe I didn't say that night, but they gave me that information. We had two properties. I believe you remember the Collierville one. I think it was, what was the one on for Collierville? Shoot.
Was it the 4568? Park Ridge?
No, the Park Ridge, we went to that one, and I actually paid money to go visit that one. Like, I had to pay a fee to go view it, and then as soon as I went to go view it, they must have taken it off the market, so I never got a chance to view it.
Oh.
They charged me. And yeah, and they must have took it off the market, and then like 3 days later they put it back on the market, and then that's when I believe you had you know, reached out. I don't know if you got a chance to talk with them or not, because I think it was with First Key Rentals or whatever. So I never.
Yes, I did. Spoke with them. You were talking about, sorry, the other one on 38017 Michael Green. Was that the one? The 1479 Wolf. Was that the one you were referring to before I brought up the Parkway?
Yeah. What is it, 1479? What was it? What was the address again?
That was 1479 Wolf. Rage Drive?
Yes, that one. So, yeah, so we had, so what happened was I had sent that one, and we had a viewing for that one, and then I just so happened to find the one that's on the 1556 Briar. I found that, like, on my realtor thing or whatever, and then I reached out to them directly. So I reached out to the property management beforehand, before I sent it to you, and I reached out to them and let them know that I wanted to view the property, and I was a realtor, and I didn't know that it was occupied, and so I thought that while I had just pulled up, I thought they were going to let me, you know, just go visit it, and so what happened was they said that it was occupied, and that they would just give me the owner's information personally, since I was a realtor, and that I could set something up, you know, personally with the owners, so that they could, you know, work something out with the tenant. And so that's kind of how that happened. So we didn't see it that night. We ended up seeing it the next morning, and I believe that's when I went ahead and just reached out to you or put it on the email as for one of them being on the list. However, when we talked with the owners the next day for the actual showing, That's what I'm saying. They pretty much, based off of us talking to the owners, they pretty much had approved everything. You know, basically saying, hey, go ahead and fill out the application and preliminary stuff, and we're going to pretty much let the property management company know that, you know, we want you guys to rent the property out. And so that's how that happened. So you may have talked to the property management company, but like I was saying, we pretty much had already kind of like secured it with talking with the owners. And then the property management company just kind of had to go off of what they ran everything. They did everything the same. But, you know, it was from the approval and the okay from the owners.
Okay. Well, I'll just
update your file.
You got approved at that place.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, go ahead.
And
we're
going to say sorry. No, I was just going to say I was just going to go and update your file.
Okay.
And I will, because I know you had a question, like in that you find the property on your own.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'll just see what my manager says, and then I will be sending you an email.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for checking that out for me as well. And
okay, welcome.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dory.
You're welcome, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay. Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.